Blog Talk Radio.
Make beats on the track.
Hottest 16 ready for you, my guy.
Like,
you
know, I had the hottest 8 ready. I was there because I can't do a 16, but I got
the
crazy
8. And what's crazy is Western Road Flows is like the ideal beat. It's slow, it's easy to catch, it's easy to kind of sync up with. Man, y'all missed out. Just straight up.
Shout out to Mary J. Blige. Shout out to her. Yeah. All right, y'all. Welcome. Meat and potatoes. Yes, we're back. No, you're not hearing things. We are back.
We're not dead.
We're here.
So, that's good.
Thank you guys for sticking with us. We appreciate it. For you first-time listeners, Meat and Potatoes Show, I am one of the hosts. I'm simply Andre Brown. That over there, that's my co-host, John Ross Alexander.
And also known as Mr. Sunday Night. Also known as several other nicknames that I cannot discuss because I am currently being sued.
But yeah, we're here.
And
wait, hold on. You're being sued?
Oh yeah, being sued. I mean,
I was advised by
my lawyer not to discuss this matter. But hey, you know, I'm out here. But we're here. Meat and Potatoes is back. That's all that matters. So,
oh yeah.
Huh.
Yo,
so
that
legally, I can.
That okay. That sounds serious as hell. I didn't.
It's not. It's really not. You know, I'm not being sued. But just know that for now, I'll be known as Mr. Sunday Night. So good.
Okay.
All
right. Sounds good. All right, y'all. Well, today is the, what is today? The 19th? The 20th? I don't know. This whole year's going by fast. But what I do know, the 2016-17 NBA season starts next week. I believe it starts on the 25th. So you already know what the show's going to be about. It's an NBA preview. We're going to break down what's important, what's not important, like the Derrick Rose rape case that really wasn't. We're not going to talk about that. But we're going to talk about important things like how many games the Warriors are going to win. Or will Kevin Durant actually average over 30? Or will Steph Curry sprain his ankle? I don't know. We're just going to talk about the season, right? So, and we have a special guest coming on tonight. I will not say who the person is, but they are a special guest. They are ready to talk basketball. Not only are they ready to talk basketball, but they know how to. So it won't be just two of us. It'll be three of us, exactly, just as the kids say, it's lit.
This is the first time in our history where we have second co-host. So three of us at the same time. It's lit.
No, we had one before, actually.
No, man, we did. Wait a minute. Brandon, yes, Brandon. Shout out to Brandon Gruber, my old roommate from college. You're right.
Damn.
I got to say, the first time in the history of 2016. We've had
there you go. Okay, that
show.
Sounds accurate.
There it is.
That sounds accurate.
There it is.
So that person, that special guest, will be calling in at any time now. But let's get to it. We don't have a lot of time. We do have a lot of questions. So let's just get right into it. When they call in, we'll go and bring them in. This season, we all know what's gone on. If you don't know what's going on, we're just going to give a quick overview. Kevin Durant used to play for the Oklahoma City Thunder. He now plays for the Golden State Warriors. Dwayne Wade used to play for the Miami Heat. Now he plays for the Chicago Bulls. Al Horford, you're probably saying who? Exactly. He used to play for the Atlanta Hawks. Now he plays for the Boston Celtics. The Lakers pretty much still suck. The Clippers, I'll let John talk about that. And that's really, I don't know if there's, oh, and LeBron is still here. So let's get right into it. We're going to start with the first question. Are you ready, sir?
I am ready. Let's get to it.
Golden State Warriors added Kevin Durant. They already had the league MVP back-to-back in Steph Curry. They already had a B-side player in Klay Thompson, according to Jason Terry, and they had an all-star in Draymond Green. They won 73 games last year. Over, under for 70 games that the Warriors win this year. What are you saying?
Straight to the point, these niggas are going to go 80-2. Like, so over 70 games.
Seriously?
You should have, like, maybe not 80-2, but they're going to set another record. They're going to set another record, barring injury. You know, when you have a team such as, like, a super team like this, you never know what can happen. It's very unpredictable. But, you know, when you have perennial all-stars like Curry and Durant and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, you know, that's a very front-loaded team. So it really – the whole – it's kind of like what the Dodgers are going through. You don't want to live by the ace or die by the ace. You know, so you got to make sure, but the thing is they have four aces. So it can be very interesting to see what's going to happen, but definitely over 70 games.
Okay, that's interesting. And for our second point of view, our special guest is in the house. Let me bring them in. Special guest, are you here?
Hello.
Hello. What's going on? Can you hear me?
Hello. I can hear you. We can all hear
Yay!
You.
Yay! I'm wondering if it was working. I'm having technical difficulties, but it seems like it's fine now.
No, you're good.
Okay,
you
it's part of Blog Talk Radio. Don't worry about it. Please, special guest, introduce yourself to everyone.
Please. I'm RC Patel. What's going on? What's going on? Friend of Andre.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the conversation. Well, we were discussing, we have a list of questions for the NBA preview for the NBA season coming up.
Okay.
Over, under, and we're going to throw you right in. Over, under, 70 games won for the Warriors this season. What do you say?
Under.
Oh, I like it. Okay, please tell us why.
Well, spill the tea. Tell us what's going on.
Like, I think everyone's going to say over, and I don't want to be like, I'm trying to be different or anything, but I feel like everyone else recognizes that, so everyone else is going to try to get them under 70, and there's just so much good basketball out there. I feel like they're all ready for it. Like, they all know what's coming, so they all know what to do. I mean, I would hope it would make it so much more fun, because I'm not here for super teams. I think it's so boring. But I think so. I don't know. I'm going to say, like, 68.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Here's how I feel, and I'm with her. I say under 70, and I'm gonna say they win about 65. And here's why: every single team that they play this year, it's gonna be their game 7, especially on the East, right? Because you're gonna play the Warriors once in your building. So for Detroit, for Milwaukee, for Chicago, for Miami, that's gonna be their game 7. They're gonna be so amped up. And for the Warriors to go through an 82-game season to get everyone's best shot, it's like boxing. You can get these body blows early in the first, second round. Fourth, fifth, sixth round, it's going to take a toll on you. I don't think they come close to 73. That was a special year last year. It won't happen again. I say 65 wins. I mean, that's not a bad thing. 65 and 73, that's a great record.
It's not, but, you know, living in the epicenter of Warrior Land, like, the expectation is 74 now. You know, like, that's all you hear is like, oh, we're going to win 74. We're going to get to this point. And
you said,
well, yeah, they did. And that's the point.
The expectation was also not to lose when you were up 3-1. So
exactly.
There's a lot of expectations that aren't.
Right. And my point is that, because expectations are so high, you know, they're going to be forced to deliver. And just like I said before, it will really just depend on how healthy the team is and how well the supporting role is around them. I mean, the supporting cast is around them. Because, I mean, if you got – I mean, shit, they have no Brandon Rush. They have no Mo Space. They have no Anthony I think they still have Andrew. No, they don't have Andrew Bogut anymore.
Nope. Leandro
Bogut.
Yeah,
no, they don't have
Barbosa. Yeah, exactly. So those key role players aren't there. So you're going to have to rely on JaVale McGee. So that should be interesting.
If he makes the team. Well, okay. Look, I'll say this.
Yes, he will.
But Sean Livingston, Iggy, even though he had his back issues in the finals, he's still there. I don't see it happening. To win 73 games, if it was that easy, Jordan's Bulls would have done it 1,000 times. The Kobe and Shaq Lakers would have done it. It's not easy. It's very difficult. Greg Popovich's Spurs would have done it. It's not easy at all. But we're going to go on to the next one. We're going to the next question. All right. We're going to have ladies first. We're going to start off with our special guest first.
Oh, God.
You're okay. If there are two teams to stop a Cavs-Warriors Finals 3, which means one in the East, one in the West, who are those two teams?
Who I want them to be or who I think they're going to be? That's a different question.
Who do you think they're going to be? Because not who you want them, because I know who I want them to be, but who do you think they will be?
Oh, God. In the East, I keep saying this and no one understands why. I'm going to say Indiana. I really like them. I think they're so strong. They need to get it together. They need to understand they have such good talent on their team, especially with Paul George. I think he can be like the LeBron of their team if he isn't already. But they need to just figure it out. And I don't know how they're working on that, but every year they seem to get better and better. And I'm just like hoping that I would love to see them, and I just think they would probably do it, if not obviously not the Cavaliers. That's a hard one because we're kind of trash out here. Aside from the Warriors, and I'm not saying the Clippers, it's never going to come out of my mouth.
There we go.
You're one of the.
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to go with the Spurs because that would be my next best bet. Thunder was on that list, but I don't know how I feel about Russell leading that team because he's a little selfish. So I'm going to go Spurs and Indiana. Boom.
Okay. I like it.
Interesting.
Sir, Mr. Sunday Night, who are you saying?
I'm looking at the East. I'm looking at Toronto. You know, that team is pretty much still intact from last season. You know, they put up a valiant effort in the playoffs. They did really well. They have a very young team, with veteran leadership with, like, Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. I think that, you know, like, I like Indiana as well, but like Archie said, like, it's just not – they're not gelling yet. You know, I think it's going to take a while for them to kind of get it all together. Then out the West, as a Clipper fan, I can't –
Where did you find him?
I can't even fathom us making it to the Western Conference Finals this year. I've kind of given up hope. I think a sleeper team could be the Blazers. You know, it could be the Blazers. Mm-hmm. It could be the Spurs.
Speaking of, I was just listening to Damian Lillard's mixtape. It just dropped like an hour ago. And it's really good.
You know what? I got to hear that because he can flow. I'm going to hear that after the show.
He's got the album.
Juvenile on there, like Marsha and Rosa. Like, I'm like, what? It's really good.
Wait a minute, it's a full album.
Dame Dolla is nice. He can pee.
It's on like Apple Music on iTunes, and it's called The Letter O. I thought it was the letter zero, but it looks like the letter O.
Probably zero because that's his number. But that's a mix. No. Dame can spit. I'm gonna hear that.
I
think that the NBA. Okay, so I think that we're overdue for like a major shakeup in the NBA. Like it's kind of getting predictable at this point. So I'm good with the Trailblazers. Raptors final. It probably won't happen, but it'll be pretty damn lit if it did.
Okay, I'm gonna just. You guys, I thought one of you would pick this team in the East. No one's picked them. As a Lakers fan, I know she's going to say something. I'm not a fan. I'm really not. I hate them to death, but I'm sorry. They're deep, and they added a really good free agent, Boston. I think that they can legitimately beat Cleveland with all the depth that they have. They've climbed. They went from 8-2 years ago to the fourth seed. I think they take the next step up, and I think they make a huge midseason trade for a superstar, and I think that takes them over the top. And in the West, look, if it's not Golden State, it's got to be San Antonio. Like, how can it not
what
be?
What superstar
I mean,
are you
Kawhi...
going to make the trade for?
You said what?
What superstar are you think they're going to make the trade for?
You're going to hate
that's
this a, as a Clipper a fan, but are you ready?
Go ahead. I mean, shit, I hate life as a Clipper fan as is. Go ahead.
I don't blame you. I think they're going to get Blake Griffin, sir. That's honestly who... That's who I think they're going to get.
Hmm. I can't fathom that, but...
I know. Look, if we had an hour-long show, I would explain myself, but I think they're going to get Blake.
Hey, nah, hour-long shows are soon come. Don't you trip. We're going to have that happen very soon.
I won't trip. Okay. Second and third, or third and fourth question, technically. Again, we're going to go with ladies first. I need you to name.
You didn't say who you wanted out of the
West. I'm a gentleman. Let me be chivalristic on this show.
Yeah, but you didn't say who you wanted out of the West, though.
Yeah, I did. I said San Antonio.
Okay,
all right. Name the most surprising team and the most surprising player from this season.
God.
I know.
Shit. I would love to say the Lakers, and I'd love to say Ingram, but I don't know if I should just go with that because of how I feel. I mean, we did beat the Warriors.
Why not?
Because it sounds really dumb when I say it out loud.
No, you're fine.
It's fine.
Go for
Homer, and that's fine. Just being a Homer is okay. It's fine.
I don't know. I want to say, so surprising, not new, just surprising to me, serious? Like, not a new guy. It could be like, oh, dude.
Go for it. As surprising as you think it'll be.
Okay.
Right. It's your world.
Then, what?
Nothing. Like who is your surprising player?
So my surprising player is going to be Damian Lillard, even though he's great. I just think he's going to surprise us in a way. Like I think he should win MVP. I think he's so good. He's like great in MVP.
Ooh,
so,
she went. Took one of the questions away. Okay.
I think he's like brilliant, but he just needs to get it together. But I feel like he's there. Like he's almost there, and he's going to get there. And I feel like this year might do it. And I would love to see Portland do something great. I love Portland. I have no problem with them. No, they don't bother me at all. I think they could take the Warriors, but they just need to have enough manpower to do it. But I think he could lead their team. I think he can do it. He just needs to do it. But they don't give him shine anyway. He gets no shine. He gets no attention. So I think it would be a huge surprise to everyone because they don't talk about him at all. But if you look at his numbers, he's great.
Okay, so you're gonna have Portland as your surprising team, and then him as your most surprising player. Okay.
Yeah, he's gonna give. MVP, for sure.
Okay. John, what do you say?
I think, shit, I would say New York. I would say New York would be a very surprising team. They're really putting together some pieces up there. You got Kristaps, like, Kristaps is going to be like a perennial like all-star and like probably two-time league MVP. That dude is dope. Remember, when he was drafted and he got booed out of Chicago.
He did.
But now look at
him. He did.
So I would say those two. I would say surprising team player, the Knicks, and Kristaps Porzingis.
Okay. I love going out on a limb. So I'm just going to do it. We don't have too much time left. Most surprising team, the Denver Nuggets. They will compete for an 8th seed with Moutier, Murray, and those two European guys whose last names I don't know, but I know their games. So don't
Gallinari.
But no. Juric and Shut up. Whatever. Look, them. They're front court players, okay? I know who they are. Okay. I just don't know who they are now. But them. They're my surprising team. I think they're going to compete. Surprising player. I'm going to say his last name correctly. You guys ready? Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Greek freak from Milwaukee. He's going to be phenomenal. They're going to put the ball in his hands. He's going to damn near average a triple-double. He's amazing. I'm a huge fan. I wish he was on the Lakers. He's not. But he's going to be incredible. Okay? We don't have too much time left, so we're going to skip the second half of this one. We're going to go with who's going to be the first coach to be fired in season?
Oh, shit. Sorry. That's a big question. I got so many options.
You do. You have a lot of options.
That reaction was everything, though. That's
you
gotta
go.
I know, right?
The last time you did, because I have to think about this.
Okay, John, go ahead. I'll have you.
No, I gotta think about it too. You go.
Me? You go. This is like.
Yes, it's on you.
Okay,
you
I'll go
first at all.
Okay, fine. I'll go first. First coach to be fired in season. Oh gosh. Well, it won't be Luke Walton. Thank God. So I'm going to go ahead and say, and I don't know why I'm going to say this. Oh, gosh.
I think you're going to say what you're going to say. I feel it.
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. But here's who. I don't know why I'm laughing. Here's who I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be Alvin Gentry. I said it. From the New Orleans Pelicans. I think he's going to – I just do. And it's not his fault, right? Anthony Davis can't stay healthy. They dealt away Eric Gordon. Tyreke Evans is a shell of himself. They don't have Ryan Anderson. They don't have all the pieces that they need. And unfortunately, they're forcing the coach because you can't fire Anthony Davis because you gave him that huge contract. So I say Alvin Gentry gets fired in, I'll say, about January. And it won't be his fault, but he'll – probably have to take the heat for it. Okay, I said it.
Okay, now ladies first.
Okay, I'm going to say Mike D'Antoni.
That's who I was going to say. That's exactly who I was going to say. Okay,
that's
we
funny.
Here. We here.
I don't know what it is about him, but I don't think he's going to work with them. And especially, I think he already caused a lot of problems just being who he is. And something tells me that him and James Harden is about to get into it. And yeah, I just have a feeling. I have a strong feeling because James Harden is an idiot. And so is Mike D'Antoni, but that would be like what I expect and best case scenario, because I have no problem with him. I say it's him.
Okay.
It's going to be sure.
All right. I guess my coach, I don't know why I feel like Sam Van Gundy would not make the entire season, but.
Whoa.
Well, I feel like they're gonna like be yeah. I don't know why they're gonna be a piling steam of shit by the time.
Come on! Detroit's
like,
gonna be.
No, they're not.
It was Greg Popovich, and we all just like we had no idea, and it just came out of nowhere. Wouldn't that be crazy? That was.
I was actually gonna.
And he lets me like switch him to the bus. We put
like
8:42
at the halfway mark. That should be funny.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah,
right.
Great.
Stan Van Gundy. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that. Wow. Okay. Still don't have a lot of time left. Damn it! If we had an hour long show. Okay. So we're gonna go to the playoff teams now, okay? So I assume that we all know who made the playoffs last year, but whether we do or whether we don't, irrelevant. We're gonna start. John, you have to start with this one because I started first last time. Name your eight teams in the West and your eight teams in the East. Go.
Okay, no particular order. Clippers, Lakers. Yes, I said the Lakers. Warriors, Spurs, Nuggets, Rockets. Jazz sneak in, and shit, the Blazers.
So you have the Thunder missing the playoffs?
Yes. Okay, I take the replace the Rockets with the Suns then. Shit. Right, Eddie? I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Oh man. I like it. Okay, we're gonna go through the West first. So Arati, it's okay. Your turn. Name me your eight teams in the West.
I'm gonna say the Lakers. Portland.
Okay.
Spurs, OKC, Denver, Memphis. Memphis. I think Memphis in there. I'm gonna say Dallas.
Oh,
and,
please do not tell
and,
me you
and,
have.
And what's their faces with the new New Orleans? New Orleans.
Wait, you have the Clippers?
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the Laker fan. It's the Laker fan. Her. She can't help it.
Yeah,
hey, I'm a Clipper fan and still got the. Okay, it's your opinion. Okay.
He did.
I didn't do what you did. I did what I did. So.
Yeah.
All
okay.
right.
So
okay.
East, I'm going to say New York, probably. They might get eight, but they're not going to get much better than that. New York, Indiana, Cleveland, Boston, Toronto. I would love to see Indiana. Did I say Indiana?
I did.
Damn. Okay, Detroit. I'm going to go to Detroit. Atlanta for, I guess, a little while. They might get somewhere. And
seven.
Chicago,
you have one more.
Okay.
Ooh.
Y'all didn't get no luck.
Okay. Okay. All right. So for the West, I'm just going to go from the top down. Obviously, Warriors, Spurs make it. I say the Thunder make it. Clippers. Top teams in the West. That happens. I like Portland. I like Portland, but now we have three spots left. Are you guys ready? That's going to shake everything up. Utah.
Okay.
Utah makes it. Utah should have made it last year.
Yeah.
So they're in.
Okay.
Provided that Jordan Hayward is healthy.
Minnesota. They make it in. I'm serious.
Oh, no.
And I'm come Carl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins.
Please.
And lastly, I'm going to say, not Sacramento. I'm going to say Denver. Okay.
So,
okay. Sir, now you have to go and mention
the
East team, so go for it.
Okay, Cavs, Bulls, Knicks, Heat.
The Heat?
Four.
Yeah, I got the Heat. Atlanta.
Okay, five.
I'm blanking. That's how trash the East is, though.
Basically.
Milwaukee,
six.
I'm really blanking right now. The Magic are gonna shock the world. Yep.
Woo, seven.
And the Celtics at eight. Yep. Nah, ain't no stretch.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. It'll be cool. We'll see.
Orlando is a cool team. All right, I'm gonna be real quick because we really don't have much time, so I'll just make this quick. Obviously, Cavs make it in. They're in. Toronto, Indiana. I do like Atlanta. Charlotte, who no one's mentioned, Charlotte is going to make it in. Boston. Wow, you said Orlando. Damn, that really threw me. Fuck it. I'll say it. Why not? Chicago won't make it in, but I will say that the Knicks make it in as well. Okay. We don't have much time. Let's do this really quickly. Who's going to win it all? John, go for it.
Toronto.
Shut up. Who's going to win it all?
Was that his answer? Am I next?
Yeah, I guess so.
Portland.
Oh, come. Okay, look. The Warriors are going to win it all. Y'all are tripping. Golden Way. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Durant gets his
ring.
So
Durant,
sorry.
Yeah, so Kevin can go back home to Oklahoma City.
Okay. All right, you guys. I wish we had more time. I'm sorry we don't, but thank you so much for listening. I want to thank Arati for joining us. We had a great time. Mr. Sunday Night over there. Thank you, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And we will talk to you guys later. Thank you. Take care.
Peace.
Bye.